You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans, and welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 358, our score predictions podcast. Randall's joining me as well. Hey, Randall.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Just finally finalized my score prediction at this, and so we're going to give our score prediction and kind of how we think kind of the flow of the game will go. The spread is still 14 points in this game, which it does surprise me that it is this many points.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Army isn't a good team at all, but we've just seen what Notre Dame has done, how they've messed it up week after week. So
Notre Dame has probably beaten a better team than what Army has beaten, in that Notre Dame beat Miami, which is probably a better team than what Army has beaten, but Notre Dame has lost to teams that are not as good as Army.
Yeah.
So I don't think that the Irish cover the spread. I do think they get the win. Final score, 34-28, and I expect this game to have some more big plays for the Notre Dame offense, which has not been there the last few weeks. I expected a lot more against Navy, but they just weren't able to come away with it. And this Army defense definitely is better than what Navy's is. However, I just think it's time that Notre Dame is able to get some big plays that they haven't been able to get here for a while. So I think Notre Dame will have some big plays, end up kicking a couple field goals to win the game, or not necessarily the field goals to win the game, but winning this game, one possession win, which is just kind of what I've come to expect from this team. Keeping it close and then pulling away in the fourth quarter.
Do you remember what happens when Army scores over 20 points a game?
I know. This is the one outlier.
Yeah, I think we had mentioned in the other podcast that we said that they would probably score more than that in a loss against Notre Dame. So
what do you think? What is your score prediction, and how do you think Notre Dame is going to fare against the Army Black Knights?
Well, I'm not quite as confident as you are. I mean, I don't think it'll be as high a scoring game as what you had picked. I went with 27-17, so that means they won't be covering the spread. But they do come away with a win, and they hold Army under 20 points. I think Notre Dame's learned a lot from last week, from playing Navy last week, and is going to clean up a few things, see guys be more aggressive. Not quite as hesitant sometimes. I don't expect to see Martini stop instead of going after the court. Just things like that. I think they cleaned up a lot of those things. But Army, you know, they are the number six total defense in the country, which obviously is against terrible opponents. So it's kind of a deceiving stat. But they still have a decent defense, unlike Navy did last week. So that's why I think they'll be under 30 points. But Notre Dame, you know, will have some success. And they'll come away with a win and stay undefeated in the Shamrock Series game.
That we don't have a conference championship game, but we do have a Shamrock Series game. And regardless of the record, we can still I'll always get a win there.
Yeah, let's hope we can keep it that way. Let's say if we lose to Army, then I think Swarbrick might be changing his mind about Kelly leading the team out of the tunnel next year.
Yeah, it's hard to look at this game any other way than a must-win for Brian Kelly.
Which it's kind of been like that every game this year.
Well,
they're always like, well, this is a big game. This is the one that they have to win.
But Randall, I mean, if they don't win this game, they'll most likely be 10-2 for the season.
10-2.
I mean, 2-10.
Yeah.
And that I mean even under Charlie Weiss, it wasn't quite that bad as far as record.
But Notre Dame already has 3 wins, so that'd be a little hard to do. So
good point.
If they do drop to 2-10, then yeah, definitely. I think everybody will get fired, maybe even Jack Swarbrick. So
let me 3-9, which is as bad as what as Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, difference is what they keep saying, these are close games. So. But since it is a Shamrock series, we kind of talked about it before the season. Are you excited to see the new uniforms out there, or are you just kind of whatever?
I don't even care. Normally, I'm not as excited as other fans are, but this year I'm even less interested.
I think it's cool to see. I think it's just something different. It's all, with all the losing that's been happening, it's football just isn't the same. So I think it'll add a little something to the game. Yeah, hopefully it'll motivate them a little more. But I'm excited to see how they look out on the field.
Yeah, I just don't know. I'm still worried that this team is just not – that they just don't – as a team, there's certain players that I think are playing hard and playing well. But as a team, I'm just more and more worried that we're not going to be able to get this turned around in time for next season.
Well, yeah, it seemed like after the last game – I don't think it was necessarily that they lost the team, but Matt Freeman had mentioned that, like, that was the first that he had seen the players look. I forget the words he used, but they were very discouraged after that game. So
okay,
and just a couple things from the press conference. Brian Kelly tonight after the practice. Daniel Cage is out; won't be playing this week. And then Tranquil and Love are cleared to play. And he also mentioned that we're going to see Elijah Taylor this week, that he will play. And he, you know, proceeded to stick up for Jerron Jones. And I honestly don't think we'll see much of Jerron Jones on Saturday.
Yeah, probably more same as what it was last week.
Yeah, he said the triple option just isn't for tall and long guys. So he's obviously, you know, backing up, giving Jerron Jones a chance to chicken out and sit on the bench again this week.
All right, remember, guys, you can send in your score predictions for next week. And around, we've got some background noise coming from over there.
Yeah, sorry, it's my son. Send
in your score predictions, and the winner will get a free pound of coffee from Main Street Roasters. And even though Notre Dame might not be a whole lot of fun to watch, at least you, and they're not winning, at least you can win with a free pound of coffee. So tweet out your score predictions, and the winner will get that free pound of coffee. Anything else, Randall, before we wrap this up?
I don't think so.
All right.
I will point this out. Notre Dame had only had six possessions against Navy last week. Navy's opponents average 11 possessions per game, so they should have a couple more possessions this week than
you mean
they did last week.
Army's opponents. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's because their Army's defense is definitely better, but their offense isn't.
Well, they do pass the ball, so they're not. They don't have such long drives like Navy does. So.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Check back on Monday for our recap podcast. Hopefully we'll be talking about a win, getting Notre Dame up to 4-6, and getting close to being bowl eligible if you're of the optimistic persuasion. So until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.